I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Here come the Huskies with a shot. Score!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub downtown Houghton, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the Michigan Tech Campus, Lake Accounting and America Group Retirement Strategy Centers in Houghton, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock, the Wickley Agency in Hancock, Peterlin Distributing in Calumet, and State Farm agent Kelly Jepson in Houghton. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thanks a lot. And yes, the first Mel Pearson Show of this 2016-17 season is here, and we cannot wait. Hockey starts this Saturday and Sunday down in Duluth. Coach is in our studio, all ready to go. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Dirk. It's game week. Yes. You know, can't wait. I mean, it's been a long haul here since August 29th when we went on the ice, so we're anxious, excited. I know the guys will be fired up this week and ready to go, so it's about time.
Hey, congratulations on a real nice time there at the scrimmage.
Oh, Skate with the Huskies and whatnot. Yeah, I just want to thank all the people and the fans for coming out. I thought it was a real nice event, and like I said, it's one of my favorite things here. Our players get a chance to get up close and personal, you know, with young people and just people in general at that. So, you know, I think it's important we do that. But our guys get a great time. They have a great time or get a lot out of
yes.
it. So it's fun to see. And, you know, regardless of what was going on before the scrimmage or whatnot, I think the Skate with the Huskies is always, like I said, one of my favorite events.
It really is cool because and what's neat is some of the new, you know, the freshmen there, they were
– yeah.
You know, they had long lines, too. But Blizzard T. Husky stole the show again.
Well, of course.
They got to move him off the ice after because there's so many kids in his line.
Hey, Blizzard's a popular guy or girl. We're not sure. Is it a guy or a girl, Derek?
I think it's a guy. But
it's a guy, yeah. No, Blizzard does a great job, adds a lot of enthusiasm, and brings a lot of smiles to the kids' faces. So,
well, I
thanks,
really,
Blizz, for coming out.
I really enjoyed watching that game. There were some nice goals scored in that game and some sniper goals.
Well, there were, and you know, and we think we're going to be pretty good defensively. So, you know, if you watch the first half, there's not much going on, you know. And then we had some power plays. We had some built-in power plays into the scrimmage, even though there, I don't think were any penalties called. But we wanted to work on our power play. That's one of the keys is to get some special teams play. And I thought we did a nice job on our power play. You know, sometimes you get frustrated during practice and during the week, and I thought we were last week. Our penalty killers know exactly what our power play is doing, so they're already step ahead because they know where things are going. And, you know, sometimes you just bobble the puck or you just don't have that it that day on the power play. And we didn't this week, so it was good to see in the scrimmage we did a much better job moving the puck. Got a couple power play goals, so that was good to see. But we're going to score some goals. We have some guys who can score goals. You know, you look at Hainan, you look at Les Bronze, you look at Brent Baltus had 9 last year, and I'm expecting him to get 21 at least this year. I wrote on the board, it's an inside joke, and the guys are giving him a hard time. But, you know, we have, you know, obviously Lucchini, and then you go, Mike Neville's going to have more production. Jake Jackson had 1 goal last year or so. Fighting his injuries, he's looked really good. So, you know, he's going to add more offense. And Alex Gillies had 5, and Mason Blacklock, and Evan Anderson. You go down the list, we've got a lot of guys who can play. And I'm probably missing a couple guys there. But for our returning guys, we expect them to take another step. And also our freshmen, you know, we're not sure which guys are going to be in the lineup, but they all have some skill. And some guys had, you know, success at the junior level as far as scoring in big-time games and big-time atmospheres. So it's exciting. But our bread and butter still, Dirk, has to be defense. You know, you can't allow any goals. I mean, it's, you know, I'm not the smartest guy, but the fewer you give up, the less you have to get. I mean, that's I think that's, you know, if you don't give up any, you know, one will win you the game. So we're going to have to be strong on defense. And I thought it was good for our goalies to get some work in, too.
Coach, I'm sure I'm not the only one. What can you tell us about Evan Anderson, where he is right now as far as playing time? Because I thought he looked really good out there on the scrimmage.
Well, yeah, Evan's come back and, you know, looks a little bit quicker. You know, he's obviously a year wiser. You can see that on the ice. He understands what we're trying to do in our systems. And he's fought some injuries the last couple of years, and he's healthy now. So he looks leaner. He looks quicker on the ice. He's improved that. He's improved his puck touches. So he's battling right now. He's in a tight race for getting playing time. And you know, like any team, you usually have so many guys who have established themselves. We always talk about that, have money in the bank, Dirk, mm-hmm. that have done it and at this level already, so they get a little more leeway because they've proven themselves. They have some money in the bank. Evan's one of those players right now, just trying to make some deposits and put some money in the bank, and just like a few of our other players. So he's right there. And like I told our team, in a positive way, that everybody can play. So they all have shown something and shown over the course of the last month that they're ready and they can play at the Division I level. So it's just a matter of making some tough decisions, especially with, like I said, you have your established guys, the guys who have money in the bank, and then the next few guys, you're just trying to figure out which guys are ready. And we don't have exhibition games. This series is going to be as big as any series we play this year.
It is, and it's scary in that thought, but it is Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. I want to make sure everybody knows that it is Saturday-Sunday series down at Amsoil Arena. I know a lot of people are heading down there and can't wait to watch this team. And overall, Coach, what you thought of the freshmen in that scrimmage? Were pretty good?
Pretty good, yeah. You know, they all show flashes in the scrimmage. You know, it's interesting. I saw one of our freshman, Alex Smith, he plastered was one of his classmates, Gavin Gould, pretty good at, and it's almost from behind there. You got to be careful, and it was a big hit, and Gavin didn't like it. He got right up and followed Smitty for about 10 yards and then just whacked him in the back of the leg as hard as he could with a stick, so which is interesting. But the competition comes out, and even though they're classmates and they're real good friends, and but the heat of the moment. So no, the freshmen did fine, and we're not going to put a lot of pressure on them and rely on them a lot. They're going to have opportunities to play and come along slowly, but our upperclassmen really have to carry this team.
You don't have to tell us, Coach, but as far as your four forward lines right now, is there a percentage of them that you already have figured out, and then there's a little bit left that still needs to be worked out?
Yes. Yeah.
Can you tell us like what percentage? Do we have three lines intact?
Pretty much three lines intact. And that's based on, like I said, money in the bank. We finished the year off after Christmas last year, Dirk. I think we lost maybe two games or something like that after Christmas, and we have some of those combinations coming back, and they played well. So, the first month we've been interchanging lines a lot and just trying to watch and just see if there's any chemistry there between certain players, and we found some, and we also have some from last year. So it's good to know. So we'll probably go with a couple lines we ended up last year. The hard part is you're going on the road too. You got to remember, you're going on the road. You don't have last change. So I'm always concerned, and we are as coaches, that if we put a line on the ice, that line's going to be able to hold their own against any line Duluth might throw on the ice or any other team. And we're going to run into that the next four games. We're on the road. Sometimes it's easier when you're home. You get the last chance change, so you can match up a little bit better. We don't have that luxury here the first four games. So you take that into consideration also, being on the road, not having last change, and looking for matchups you can get. So we'll have to be sharp as coaches and watch those matchups, but we should have four lines that can play against anybody in any rink on any given night.
What about the defensemen, Coach? And this first game here, we have all these guys coming back. Is there a chance that somebody new will break the lineup right away, or were you pretty much in your mind going with the six we had last year?
Yeah, well, who's the new guy, Dirk?
There's a couple new guys.
Yeah, well, I think Todd Killenden's a little bit behind. Todd was not originally going to be on the team. He was just coming up here to go to school, and we had a situation with Keegan Ford, so Todd happened to be here, and we've known Todd for a long time and watched him play, and he's a good player, and as you saw in the scrimmage, he fits in. I mean, there's no problem with Todd. So, but it's going to take him a little bit of time to get up to speed, because he didn't do anything all summer, like skating wise and whatnot, and he hadn't had the luxury of playing junior hockey for a year or two like some of these other players. But I'm really, really happy and impressed with how he's doing. So I texted some people this weekend. I said, Todd's doing a great job. So, but he's going to have to wait his turn. But, yeah, Mitch Rinke would be the only other freshman, the new player, and he's looked very, very good. So we have a luxury there, and sometimes as a coach it's hard because we've got seven guys who can play, and they'll all play. So we just got to find a way to get them all in and make sure they play, and hopefully we stay injury-free and and don't have to worry about making any decisions. I know when Cliff Watson and